This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some men, they're not only competing with other men. They're going to compete with you, too. They're competing with your confidence. That's why you have men, too, that you'll come here looking like $1 million, and they refuse to tell you that you look pretty. And they'll act like it's nothing. Oh, nice. Cool shoes.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Welcome back to another episode of Quality Queen Control. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. Nice to meet you. If this is your first time coming across me, seeing me, hello, how are you? We are on a mission to grow this channel. Actually, to let's just say my short-term goal is 250,000 subscribers. So teamwork makes the dream work. So make sure that if you are seeing this, you are subscribed to the channel. And of course, if you're listening, make sure you always give this a 5-star rating or tag me on the podcast Instagram page and everything. Like, we have a good system running right now, and we're doing good. We're in flow here. So yes, all the engagement, everything goes a long way to support your favorite creator. So far, we've been doing really well on the channel, which I'm super grateful for. And I just cannot thank you guys enough. So every single like, comment, share, save, send really just goes such a long way. So thank you guys so much for the support. I could not move on without telling you guys that. And of course, just make sure that you are subscribed to the channel, because like I said, we want to hit our next goal of 250,000 subscribers. Because ultimately, guys, I would love for this channel to hit 1 million. And then also, as far as podcast downloads go, I would love for, you know, my podcast to eventually be, let's say, like even like top 5, you know, because usually I do chart top 100 for the past couple of years now, which has been such a blessing because I have no promotion, no special anything going that's putting me in the algorithm. So, you know, it just really will be extra special to be able to do that and climb in the ranks, because then, guys, we can really get on with a podcast tour, which is my, you know, next goal is to grow the podcast and the channel so that we can do a podcast tour, like meaning like a live show type of vibe. So I can like go travel to like a couple cities and we could do a live podcast show and I can meet you guys in person and all the things. So, okay, fingers crossed that that will definitely come into fruition in Jesus' name. Amen. But like I said, teamwork makes the dream work. Let's talk about today when a man loves your energy, but not your standards, aka why some men really just get a kick out of, you know, tricking high value women. Just because you are a high value woman does not mean that you are exempt from these things. And men actually specifically get a kick out of getting high value women to perform like a desperate clown. Okay. They get a kick out of doing things like that. Some men do. So high value women are rarely played because of, you know, they're desperate. Let's be real here. They are played because they're actually discerning. And I know that sounds confusing, but think about this. you think deeply, you self-reflect, you give grace, and you assume, you know, you assume like you are emotionally intelligent and mature. Certain men actually know that, all right? So instead of overpowering you, they are going to destabilize you instead. Oh, yay, what fun. So this episode is not about bashing men, but it's about exposing the tactics that create confusion, right? Because confusion is the only way to weaken a woman who normally has clarity. Think about that, all right? So, and as we know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not the author of confusion. Wherever confusion is in the midst, all right, he is not, all right? Remember that. So I want to name this like the pedestal setup. So they'll put you on this pedestal, kind of a little bit like love bombing in a way, but I'm not really referencing love bombing necessarily, but they'll say things like, oh man, like you're not like other women. And obviously this sounds very flattering, you know, because every girl thinks that she's like not like the other girls, you know, but what he's really doing is isolating you, you know, psychologically. So you're already thinking like, oh my gosh, like, yes, I am different or whatever. Yes, we all have unique things about us. Let's be real here. I understand that. Okay. But some men, and this is what I'm speaking to, that have a game plan here, they are going to operate in this manner. So when a man is going to elevate you and label you as different, right? He's creating that silent pressure on you. So now you subconsciously feel like, well, you have to maintain that image, right? So the moment that you express normal boundaries and needs, all of a sudden, you know, you're doing too much or you're acting different or, well, that's not really the same girl that I met. Be very careful of this because some of you find yourself in this type of situation where now, because you don't want to like be like other girls and you don't want to nag and you don't, and you think you're reading too much into situations. This is why you end up being performative in your relationship instead of vulnerable and being honest in a relationship because you were never even given the floor to do so, because now he set up this false facade of like, oh wow, you're so different. I love how you, you know, you're not always texting my phone. You're not doing all this stuff. So the second he acts shady, he knows, well, she's not going to confront me because I know that she's not going to say anything about it because she's different. She's not like the other girls. So when you try to check him for something you have reason to check him on or be inquisitive about, you feel uncomfortable to perform, respond in a way that you should respond because you don't want him to now attribute and group you in to being different, being just like everybody else and changing up your behavior. He thought you were cool. Now you're not. What is up with this like questioning behavior? Like you're not allowed to have any questions. You guys don't understand what I'm saying. So remember that when you're expressing normal emotions for things like your needs and your boundaries, he can flip that around on you and be like, oh, I thought you were different. You know, I thought you, you know, you don't need me to come pick you up. You always have your own ride. Or, you know, man, you know, you don't even need to, you know, be doing all that. Like, I cannot stand a man who has like a gripe with woman wearing makeup. What is it to you? Are you upset because you can't wear it? Huh? Are we having a baddie contest? You win. Okay, princess. I'm out of this race, all right? Like, I just don't understand that. You know, they want you to be ready in 5 minutes and you don't have to do all that. Pay attention to these types of things. They're already setting up the stage for you to not be yourself. So now, every time this man picks you up, you have anxiety because you feel like you have to rush to get ready. You're already changing things about yourself and you're not even realizing it. Or because he labeled you, like I said, as different, you do not want to express your normal needs and boundaries because you don't want to change his perception of you in his head. But he did that and said that intentionally. So when you do address something, you're not, you know, you're addressing a normal need and a boundary of yours. You're just like, you're not into performing anymore. So this tactic actually works because high value woman, they, you know, they don't want to disappoint, right? But let me tell you something. If your value is dependent on how low maintenance you are, then that's not admiration, okay? That is conditioning. Like I said, you're rushing to get ready now. You're nervous of saying this and saying that and being vocal about your opinion because you don't want him to think that you're too much. You don't want him to think that you gotta wear this makeup to cover who you are. We don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a man-made holiday. And I don't need to celebrate Valentine's Day to show that I'm in love with you. I show my love every day. And now here you go like an idiot on Facebook. Yeah, I know I see people just posting stuff and clearly they're posting it because they're probably not even really happy. You know, when it's real, you know, I celebrate Valentine's Day with my man every day. So I don't need to show what I got on Valentine's Day. Yeah, you're just covering that up because you got nothing and your man doesn't even celebrate it at all. And he's somehow convinced you that it's not even something worth celebrating and somehow has also convinced you that he treats you like it's Valentine's Day every day. I don't know what's funnier, the fact that he said it or the fact that you believe it. Like, I don't know. I can't tell the difference. Anyways, so this is another thing that gets a lot of high value women, the future faking. This one is like one of the most dangerous, right? Because it paints a beautiful picture. Trips, marriage, children, a house, wifey. I cannot stand a man that jokes around like that. Oh yeah, that's wifey, that's why. Are we five? Nicknaming? Are we playing house like we're 5 years old? You either are. At a certain age, that's not a joke anymore. It's actually offensive. That's like buying your girlfriend a promise ring. We're 28. Are you good? Like, it doesn't make sense. Certain things just don't make sense after a certain age, okay? So remember that. There is no corresponding movement to any of these things. Oh, yeah, you know, I can't wait to take you on a trip. You know, I really, you know, yeah, I definitely, you know, want to get married, you know, in the future and everything. You know, I definitely see myself having kids, but not with you. He didn't say, I see myself having kids with you. He didn't say that he sees himself getting married to you, okay? All right, now. There's no timeline with any of these things. There's no conversations with family. There's no tangible steps that align with any of these future faking situations that he's trying to confuse your mind with. And this is where we get caught up. You think that because someone mentions these things, that it means you're on the same timeline. You are not. You are not on the same timeline as them. Also, please know that people are capable of lying. I now have learned, ladies, let me tell you this about what's going on in the dating game. Do not even believe men when they say they love you. I'm sorry. Like, I now have realized men are throwing out the I love you word and they don't mean anything near it. What shows that a man loves you is exactly what I said. He has to show it. He has to showcase that he actually loves you. He's showing you in action on top of telling you as well. But you're going to see the consistency of that. Because right now, men are out here throwing out I love you like it's nothing. Back in my day when I was growing up, okay, men would avoid using that word because you were easily able to spot out who was avoiding commitment. Oh, he never has a serious conversation. It was very like, you know, elementary in the sense where you can easily spot out when a man was just very non-committal. But now it's a dirty game, girl. It's a dirty soda. Like, they are literally saying things that they don't mean just to meet a certain goal. And that's what's happening, ladies. So if a man is just out here throwing the I love you around, great. That sounds very flattering, but is he showing you this on a consistent basis? A man that is in love with you, they act the same all across the board. They're going to go through hell and high water for you. They're going to be very accommodating, very considerate of your feelings. That's what they're going to do. All men across the board that are in love perform in this way. They're going to be picking up every single call. They're going to be very communicative with you. They're not going to have you guessing. They're also not going to tell you that they love you, but yet they're not even your actual boyfriend yet. I'm so confused on what's happening. Make that make sense. They love you, but they're ghosting you every other day. They love you, but they need breaks from you every week. They love you, but their actions are not aligning with their belief system. I'm fully confused. How does that work? Oh, I just feel, and then here you go. I just feel like I have to help him. Like, I have to fight for this. I have to just like help him sort through all his emotions. Like, okay, girl, do your thing. Fight him until he fights you. Okay, next. So like I said, no corresponding movement. So what is your brain going to do? Your brain is going to bond to the imagery, AKA the fantasy. You're now fantasizing about the trips and the marriage and the kids, all the things that probably will never happen. How do you like them apples? And when you add intimacy to this, yeah, now you're really in trouble, okay? Because now you're really thinking, oh man, like I could just really see it. And, you know, we were just making love and we were just, it was just so beautiful and it just felt different because he said he loved me. We as women tend to hang on to words. That's like men know that women hold on to words a lot. That's why you can literally hold a woman over on just words alone. That's why there are so many catfishing instances where you have a woman who swears up and down she's dating an African prince, babe. You know, that is a man that is like probably like a 20-year-old in his mom's basement somewhere, you know, just like bored, nothing to do, babe. Like it's come on, because you hold on to the words and the beautiful, you know, meaning of everything. Men know how to use words to just buy time. And also it means nothing. This is a part of the future faking. Now you're emotionally invested something that only exists in words and the ethernet. You can't grab it. It's not tangible. So biblically, I would argue this is building on sand, right? Matthew 7 even talks about the wise man building his house on a rock and the foolish man building on sand. Don't be foolish, all right? Words without action are sand, right? Words, you know, a high value woman should not be falling for words. Do not fall for words. They mean absolutely nothing. Please, like, hear what it is that I'm saying. But what they do fall for is consistency, all right? But remember that future faking mimics consistency just enough to hook you. You will start to meet that man halfway and create the picture for him. He doesn't have to meet you anymore. He already threw out the bait, trips, kids, marriage, wifey. And now he's reeling you back in. You see, he got you with that hook. But this is the thing. There is something that I would like to call controlled inconsistency. It's very subtle, okay? It sneaks up on you. So he doesn't just disappear completely. No. He just shifts his behavior. So he's slightly busier, slightly colder, slightly harder to reach, and then he's warm again to you. So this is going to trigger this intermittent reinforcement, so to speak, which is the same psychological principle that keeps people addicted to slot machines in the casino. Hello. All right. So now you're chasing the high of getting that man's attention because now it feels like a reward, when actually, and on the contrary, that is how that man should feel in the pursuit of you. Why? Because the egg doesn't chase the sperm. That's not my words, okay? That's science. If you have a problem with that, take it up with the Lord. I don't know. So you have to remember this. You are the same dopamine hit he should be getting from hitting you up and feeling like, wow, I've earned this. I've earned her response. I've earned her attention. He's now flipped it on you where you're now feeling like, I've earned his response. I've earned his attention. Now, how does that work? Because it doesn't. So like I said, here's the thing. Healthy men are steady. End of story. And to bring it back to scripture, because hello, okay, praise him. 1 Corinthians 14:33, all right? It says that, like I said, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So if you're consistently feeling unsure of where you stand, that is information. That is data. While you are dating, high value women don't need intensity, they need stability. That's what it is. So you have to be mindful of what is transpiring in these high highs and these low lows, or these like weird little lulls. Like I said, the little shifts where he's slightly more busier, he's slightly less available, he's always like slightly this. So you can't quite put your finger on it, but something has changed. Uh-oh. Then there is the subtle undermining of, you know, that is disguised as humor. I cannot stand a man like this, where he'll make comments like, oh yeah, well, you're just intimidating. You know, you probably scare men away, or, you know, you're too independent. I don't even feel like you need me. Is everything okay? Because it sounds playful, but it actually plants a lot of doubt into the dynamic. You constantly need to reassure this man. Oh yeah, well, I just want to know, like, why do you want to be with me? Like, anytime a man is asking you that, please just know this man already thinks that you've surpassed him. Don't waste your time, boo. Let's cut to the chase here. He's trying to convince himself of why you're even with him. And the ironic thing is, he's going to resent you for it after, because he's going to feel like, dang, if I had what she has going on, I wouldn't even be with her. So why would she be with me? And then he starts hating you for it. All right. And don't have to take my word for it. You can learn through your experience and then come back in the comment section and tell me how that worked out for you. Okay. So, like I said, doubt is very powerful. Because to bring this into biblical terms, right, there was a king named Saul and also David. And Saul in the Bible was angry because he was not angry because David was wrong, okay? He was threatened because of David's anointing. He was threatened by the fact that people were singing his praises in the streets. David had, you know, defeated Goliath. And King Saul was threatened by that because people were giving him praise. So he felt like, oh my gosh, if people are showing David attention, then what does that mean for me? So this is the thing, like some men, they're not only competing with other men, they're going to compete with you too. They're competing with your confidence. They get a thrill out of negging at you and knocking you down a peg, knocking you down a peg. That's why you have men too, that you'll come here looking like $1 million and they refuse to tell you that you look pretty and they'll act like it's nothing. Oh, nice. Cool shoes. Now, I know very good and well that I look great. And why does it feel like I'm fishing for compliments from the person that I'm dating? But, okay. So if a man is ever joking about your strength, your ambition, your standards repeatedly, he's testing whether or not you will shrink yourself. That's what he's doing. A secure man does not need to make you feel smaller in order to make himself feel bigger. Remember that. And then there's the, well, you know, you're overthinking deflection. Oh, I'm overthinking. My bad. I'm overthinking the fact that your follower account, since we have been dating, you were following 100 people. Now all of a sudden you are following 150. Am I tripping? While we are dating, you've managed to follow 50 people. You're not following corporate people you're finding on LinkedIn. You're following a bunch of models, half naked girls, all the typical disrespect things that you would find. Clearly you're active on here. And I'm sorry, but it's also another red flag. If you're dating a man who is active on socials, you know, I'm sorry. It's a no for me, dog. Okay. It's a no for me. Because these men will, that they use Instagram like a dating app, and it's like a dopamine hit for them. Where they hop on, you know, they want something to look at, they're going to hop on Instagram and find something to look at, find some girl to be, you know, lusting over and after. Like, it's just disgusting. Like, especially when you are like in you on your faith journey, you start to realize that like lust in a man is just gross. Like, you don't want a man that's very lustful in any capacity, because they're going to be for everybody. They need to like fulfill that void and that desire and express that about themselves, which ultimately they're underperformers or they're never going to reach the full potential that they are supposed to, because that is their kryptonite. They are very lustful. And so they spend copious amounts of time fantasizing and engaging in activity that's going to feed into that lust. It's very unattractive. If you are of sound mind, you would be very unattracted to men that are very sexual and lustful. It's not cute. It's not a thing. Okay. So anyways, high value women tend to analyze, right? So we process, we observe the patterns. We notice the energy shifts as well. But when you bring something up calmly and this man responds with, oh, you're overthinking. It's not that deep. Or yeah, you're just too sensitive. He's not resolving the issue. Notice that. He's just minimizing the issue. He's labeling it and minimizing it instead of wanting to sit down and come from a place of understanding. And this is the thing. Unfortunately, we as women are conditioned to just, you don't want to be the nag, right? You don't want to be the nagging girlfriend. You don't want to be the girl that seems crazy that he's talking to his guy friends about. So you tend to address things in a way where you're just okay with whatever answer you get, because you're just happy that you've had the strength to even address anything literally at all, but there is no resolution. Okay, now. So psychologically, this is going to create something called cognitive dissonance. So now you're questioning your intuition instead of evaluating this man's behavior. You're questioning your intuition instead of evaluating what he's actually done. Discernment is not paranoia. Oh, I think I'm overthinking. Keep on thinking you're overthinking, and you're going to end up in some serious hot water, okay? You ignore your intuition long enough, you're going to keep on getting your heart ripped out your chest. I'm sorry, because you don't believe yourself now. And that man also is not going to help you in any capacity either. So now it's both of you guys against yourself. How does that make sense? If something feels off repeatedly, it is not because you are dramatic. It is because your nervous system clearly is sensing and detecting instability here. That's what's happening. So even like for my faith girlies, right? Some men will use the spiritual language to delay accountability, okay? This is why I don't fall for the God first in the bio and the random scriptures in the bio, okay? I don't care what car sticker, bumper sticker you read that off of, and I don't care what scripture your grandma hung in your room when you were six. It means nothing if you do not show the fruit. There is a difference between believing in God and following God, following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is a major difference. It's not enough to just believe. At a certain point, like for instance, does it make sense? Let me put this into context for you. If you believe you're in a relationship, does that mean you are? Or are you following the rules, unspoken rules of what it's like to be in a committed relationship? But if one party believes they're in a relationship, but their behavior is not following what it means to actively be in a committed relationship, then what do you have? You have nothing. How do you build intimacy and bond with someone that you barely speak to and that you barely spend time with? So be very careful and discerning of men that are using spiritual language. I don't even care if they're a Christian content creator. Yeah, because there's those two, right? God told me to wait. I'm praying about it. I don't want to move ahead of God. You know, you're sitting here trying to get a commitment out of them. I'm sorry, man of God. I'm not saying that these things can't be true, but it's like, dude, it's been 6 months. Everybody knows in the Christian world, that's like, hello, like you should definitely have an answer from God, especially if you're actively involved in church, you have spiritual leaders over you and things like that. Like sir, it shouldn't take that long, all right? There's no direction. There's no leadership. There's no clarity. You're just going off into the abyss. One minute he's trying to lead you. The next minute he's trying to sleep with you. The next second he's ghosting you. The next second he's having a fast because he's in spiritual warfare. The next second he's coming back telling you he don't want to be with you. The next second he's coming back telling you, yeah, actually, maybe we should be together. Yeah, it's too much. Let me help you out here. No. See? Like, yeah, no. Let me help you out here. Move on. Okay? Like, you know, babe, like honor your peace, your sanity, leave with your dignity, all right? Because remember this, even the enemy quoted scripture, like the devil believes in God too. You do realize that, right? Like he also believes in God. What separates you from him, okay? Just because someone speaks in spiritual vocabulary, they have that vernacular, all right, does not mean that they are spiritually aligned because fruit means more than the language, right? Consistency means more than charisma. You don't want the loudest guy in the room, right? You want a man that's going to be secure, a man that's going to be stable, a man that simply his words align with his actions. That speaks to his character. Just because you are a high value woman, meaning you're successful, you're beautiful, you have your life together, all of the things does not absolve you of ever having to deal with these types of situations. Which is why I'm making this episode now. So why does this stuff work? Well, like I said, when you lead with empathy, you know, and you're very self-reflective, I too happen to be very self-reflective, you always come from a place of understanding. So you assume that there's a misunderstanding before you would assume that there's manipulation that's present in the dynamic. And so you're going to give grace before you give an accusation. That's just the truth, right? So manipulators, they rely on that. So they're, like I said, they're not going to overpower you, but they will exhaust you where you're all of a sudden in this like cluster mess of a circle jerk situation where you're like, I can't put my finger on it, but something is just off and I can't articulate what it is, but maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe I'm sabotaging this because I think that this is, you know, maybe I'm just not used to something being this healthy or something. You start talking. No, I believe myself in anything that I trust in God and I know the Holy Spirit speaks to me. I know for a fact that when I'm thinking something is off, it always is. It always is. I've never even been wrong. And ask yourself that. When have you ever felt like something was so off and then you've been completely wrong about it? Think about that. Right. So confusion within itself is exhausting, right? exhaustion is going to do what? It's going to lower your standards. You don't even have it in you to fight the good fight, babe. You don't even have it in you. You know what? I don't want to be a nag. I know I brought this up. Now this corresponding situation is happening, and this is where manipulators thrive. They start acting up. They start acting real bad, and they know, well, I know she's going to be uncomfortable confronting me about the situation because we just talked about something else the previous week. So why would she bring up something now? It's going to be too much for her. So I'm going to get away with this. And then they punish you sometimes by lack of communication, being so emotionally unavailable, where you're just sitting in your room stirring about the million different scenarios and assumptions of what this could possibly be, you know, mean. And, you know, he was a good guy. He hasn't done anything that's overtly disrespectful to you. So you don't really know how to respond to this. Yeah, I'm good. The second you cause confusion, I will end it in clarity. I'm leaving. Bye-bye. All right. So like I said, I'm bringing this up again because I brought this up in a previous episode, but there's something in psychology that's called the halo effect, right? So when you are attractive and then you're also high value too, right? This also applies to high value too. People are going to assume that you are obviously competent, that you are valuable and all the different things, right? So there's a shadow side to that. And that's when you're used to being wanted and desired and sought after. You don't always develop the muscle of filtering out these things. So because you may not have to work to get certain attention, you didn't learn how to evaluate the intention. Okay, attention is cheap, right? It's very cheap. So a man that's even attracted to you or even entertaining you, it's not rare, it's biological. Is a man respecting you? Well, that's intentional. Men will always test to see your level of respect, especially if you're a woman with a platform like myself. There will be men that will try and test, like, let me see just for funsies if she is the same person she tries to present to be on the internet. Let me see how far I could get with disrespecting her. She claims that when we first started talking, she claims that, like, yeah, if a man ever did this to her, she would just leave. Let me see if she's actually gonna do it. And it's like fun for them to know, like, well, didn't you say, but your actions are, men operate on actions, right? So if a man is gonna pull back, right? When his energy pulls back, you have to allow him. Let people do what they want to do so that you could see what they would rather do, right? Do not function in the confusion of that and try to overanalyze it and try to get him to understand this, because men know where they went wrong. If he truly knows he messed up, he's going to come around and tell you, please leave with your dignity, right? So you should never try to restore a dynamic where you felt like you were being disregarded in any capacity. Because some men, they will pursue high value women and things like that just for the thrill of it. Narcissists do it all the time. They pursue specifically very high achieving women. That's what they do. They need to respect your standards and your boundaries, right? So having desire, it's an instinctual thing, but having respect is earned, right? For a man to gain, you know, your respect, he needs to earn that from you. So if access to you is going to be easy, emotionally, spiritually, physically, I don't care how much this man is attractive, please cut it out, right? Because your success and your beauty is not going to save you from being treated casually. That's just the cold truth, all right? Men pursue what excites them. They like the challenge, right? They love the challenge, but they commit to what challenges them, right? That's not all the time, because some men will, you know, they're very good at holding on for a very long time. Some men are eternal bachelors. You have to discern if that is your case or not, but they usually commit to what challenges them because now they know, oh shoot, this really is a prize. But if you sat there and gave in at every corner, they have no reason to respond any differently. It's gone. The novelty is over. All right. And being a challenge does not mean drama. It just means boundaries. All right. It means self-containment. You need to have self-control. It means you are not moved just because someone is impressed by your face, your success, and how you dress. All right. So remember that in society, especially when you are a beautiful woman, you know, we are conditioned to be agreeable, to be pleasant, to be accommodating, not to be too much, but and that agreeable women are going to get are getting liked. But disciplined women get respected. And I want to be respected. OK, yeah. And if you've ever had to build your self-worth outside of your appearance, then you're going to find yourself tolerating behavior that contradicts your value, all right? Will stay in conversations that are going to drain you. You're going to entertain inconsistency. You're going to accept ambiguity in dynamics because a part of you believes that eventually, well, my success, even my beauty, it will eventually win, and it won't, because character is going to sustain what the attraction starts. And this also goes for men as well, right? Your character has to sustain what the attraction has started. And men will test all of these things inside of you because they, some for funsies, two, the challenge. They want to know that they can. You have to literally believe nothing that they say and watch everything that they do. That's why even some women, they misinterpret conversations all the time thinking that a man is so interested in them. I watched it happen with someone that I knew where a guy would communicate with her. He had her number, which is an opportunity. Once a man has your number, it is a choice that he is just choosing to not text you. This is why I also do not love when men are like, oh, take my number down. No, not doing it. Not doing it. Take your number down? Okay, princess. I'll pick you up at 8. Like, what is happening over here? Like, so once a man has your number and he is making the choice to not communicate with you, how do you know a man's thinking about you? He will hit you up. But then you see this man is watching all your stories. He's commenting emojis on your stories, all these different things. Okay, and you're sitting here thinking, oh, like, I think he obviously likes me because he responds to all my stories. Oh, I think he likes me because he asked me what concert I was going to, and he told me he liked my outfit. And then he asked me about my siblings and how many siblings I had growing up and what was my upbringing like. I feel like he obviously likes me. Is it progressing? Is there progression? Is there intentional pursuit here is what you need to start to discern, all right? So you have to remember, too, that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, all right? So, you know, if your attractiveness is the loudest thing about you, it will also be the easiest thing to exploit. So you have to be very mindful of that. And having the success and the beauty without boundaries is going to become your vulnerable spot. And, you know, a man wanting you in general, it's not special. I'm sorry. A man honoring you is what's special, right? A man desiring you is very common. A man adjusting himself to align with your standards, that is intentional, right? So don't let your beauty, your success, your high value be the only currency, you know, that you bring into a relationship, because although ostensibly those are great things to have, they really, really are. You have to bring self-control. You need to bring observation. You need to bring standards so that somebody, you know, can rise to the occasion or they can exit through the stage left, and never tolerate crumbs, you know, in your life. So the moment that you stop tolerating behavior that contradicts your worth, you're gonna shift, all right? So remember that and keep these things in mind, that God does not send us anyone that's gonna create confusion in our lives, all right? He is going to, when you look at things that make you, that cause confusion, it's gonna bring cousins, okay? Like insecurity, and insecurity is going to bring instability. And so you have to wait for what's aligned for you, right? You don't need to force the clarity. You don't need to, the right man for you is not going to require you to decode him, right? Stop with the decoding. He's not going to need you to be smaller so that he can feel bigger, because clarity, it feels calm, and peace is going to feel very steady to you. Alignment feels very secure. So if you are confused consistently, then that's not chemistry, all right? Like I said, it's information, and a high value woman, it would be silly for you to ignore information and just be very on alert, right? Be on alert that men will come into your life and they will test these boundaries, and you have to maintain as a high value woman collecting the data and making the observations based off of the data. So the second that things shift and they start to feel a little bit different for you, you have to clock it and begin to start to make your analysis and make your decision, right? So I hope you angels have enjoyed this episode. With that being said, make sure that you hype this video up. If you were seeing it on YouTube, make sure that you give it a thumbs up as well. Like the podcast, rate the podcast, share it, save it, all the good things. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.